Welcome to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. NZOnScreen.com is a new initiative funded by New Zealand On Air to, as is often the case with them, help you see more of New Zealand On Air. But what you'll see here is a treasure trove of oldies and goodies, from Gloss to Billy T, Eating Media Lunch to Brotown, and a lot more besides, all for free. Joining me from NewZealandOnScreen.com is Brenda Lewenberg. So how does NZOnScreen.com help New Zealanders, I guess, see more of New Zealand On Air?
Good question. Well, a lot of the programs, I mean, NZ On Air has funded over 15,000 hours worth of television in the last 20 years, and the website is putting online some of that, obviously not all of it right away, but quite a lot of that material will go onto the website, as well as things that also aren't funded by New Zealand On Air. So the site is showing excerpts or full-length episodes or documentaries or programs of television, film, short film that has been produced in New Zealand.
How did this come about? I mean, is this something that's been driven from New Zealand On Air's point of view, or from, you know, people wanting to see this stuff?
It's come about as an initiative of NZ On Air. They've provided the funding for the site, so they're not doing the project, but they are funding the project. And essentially it was them saying, hey, you know, we need to look at how we can work in this digital realm, and we'd like to try and resurface a lot of the content that we funded over the years, and a lot of it's only screened once or, you know, won't be seen again, is in the archive somewhere, and it'd be great if we could actually use the digital medium to resurface this content.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, television particularly, film hangs around for a while. You can get old films on DVD now and whatnot when they're reissued, but television seems is very much here today, gone tomorrow.
Exactly. A lot of it is available in places like the film archive, but if you don't live in a city where there is a film archive that you can physically go to, then you're pretty much stuffed.
Mm. So, I mean, there's already a few hundred pieces up there. I mean, ranging from, I've had a sneak preview of it, the first episode of Gloss in its entirety, Seema Urali's wonderful documentary about velvet paintings.
Yes, that's a really nice one, Velvet Dreams.
What's been the process behind the selection procedure at this early stage?
There's been a panel of people selecting. There was a content director working on the project, and she, along with the team here, so the editor and a couple of the other people and the trustees, have got together and worked out what are some of the titles that have to be there, you know, what are the things that are key moments in New Zealand's television history, and then we've tried to get rights cleared for all those programs. So there might be 250 on the site and, say, 500 in progress, basically.
And is the end goal to have essentially as much as possible up there? I mean, or is it always going to be limited by certain reasons?
It's limited by what we can get clearance for, and it's limited by how much, you know, resource we have to get that work done. It's a little bit limited by budget. We have to get the rights cleared, we then have to source the material, we get it digitised, we write about it, we put it onto the website, we identify and write profiles for key cast and crew and so on. So there's quite a lot of work that goes around each of the titles that is up there, and for that reason it's a curated site, it's not a free-for-all.
Has there been cooperation with other organisations who are doing similar sort of things? I mean, for example, TVNZ at the moment is doing a very similar sort of thing, you know, online with its TVNZ On Demand, offering classic pieces. Has that been done in cooperation with this project?
Yep, TVNZ On Demand is very much about what was on TV, you know, last night or last week or the last episode of something. It's got a much more current focus. And it's also about things that have screened on TVNZ. They have some of the older material and they're building that archive. They also are a commercial. I mean, they have advertising. They have a lot of information around the things that they screen. And they have been cooperating with us. If something is on TVNZ On Demand, then we tend to have a link to their site from ours, and we may just have a clip of that show. So if it's full length and on demand, then maybe we have 10 minutes of it or something like that.
And, I mean, there is some of the things I was quite surprised, for example, getting back to Seema Urali's documentary about the velvet paintings of the Pacific maidens. Mm. That is the whole thing, isn't it?
That's right, yep.
And is there quite a bit of full-length material on there?
There's quite a lot. I mean, our ideal is always to try and get full-length. And what limits us is usually if something is commercially available somewhere else, then people are less keen to do that, and so they'll license us an excerpt, and we link to where the DVD's available or the program's available. if something's from TVNZ or it's still under licence to TVNZ, then there's a policy agreement we have with them about how much material we can put onto the website.
How, I mean, a lot of these rights holders probably haven't heard anything about this particular program that they've been involved with for a number of years. How do they react when you call them up?
Mostly very positive. A lot of them are really, you know, really happy that someone wants to resurrect or, you know, re-show this material that potentially is never going to be seen again. And on the whole, people have been really, have responded really well to us putting the material on the site or wanting to have their work done.
Do any of them sort of, you know, can you hear the dollar signs clicking into their eyes as you start talking to them?
Yeah, but we sort of like stamp that down pretty fast. We're not paying for content.
So you don't pay for any content?
No, we're not paying for the material that we have. I mean, we're putting the site up, the material up there. If they're selling it somewhere, then we'll link to where they're selling it. But the site's not commercial. We're not selling anything. We're not selling advertising. We're not selling any content or anything like that. It's pure public good. And at the same time, we're not paying for the content.
Do you think in the future, I mean, with New Zealand On Air's funding of programs, that it will become part of the deal? Look, we'll give you some of this money, but in return, you have to be able to make this available for the NZOnScreen.com project?
They're looking at that at the moment, yep. But NZ On Air doesn't own the material that they fund.
Mm.
The ownership of that material ends up in the hands of the producers, usually.
Sure. Do you think, I mean, in New Zealand we have a particular interest in our history, and we seem to struggle a little bit at times with our cultural identity. Mm. How do you think this project might help that?
I think it will have a big impact on that, actually. I mean, personally for me, seeing a lot of this material, I never really watched a lot of television when I was younger, and so I've seen a lot of it for the first time, and it's been really quite an eye-opener and quite an amazing journey to be viewing something and then sort of look at something that's related to that and go and find other titles. And I've ended up watching way more television than I ever have, probably, and being quite impressed and being quite amazed and having my eyes open to a lot of the cultural aspects of what's been produced in New Zealand, definitely.
Any particular highlights for you?
I think there's a whole lot of material that was produced by the National Film Unit, archival stuff from the 50s and 60s, and that's quite amazing. That's fascinating. Things narrated by Selwyn Toogood, with the poem, the narrative is a poem written by Dennis Glover, is this one thing that's up there called The Coaster. That's really cool. There's things like a really strange documentary by Nikki Caro called Footage, which is about foot fetishists and podiatrists.
That appealed to you, did it?
That, well, yeah, it was kind of interesting. You know, like I must say, I had never put those two things together. there's lots. I mean, I don't have one favourite thing. It's just I've really, really enjoyed the ability to be able to make that journey between different elements of the content.
Now, importantly, I mean, it is free for any New Zealander to go and have a look at, isn't it?
It's free for anyone anywhere in the world to go and have a look at.
Anywhere in the world, right.
Yep. It's not geo-locked. I mean, that's another unique thing about the site, actually, is that we're not restricting it to geography.
Do you think maybe this could have some good spin-offs for New Zealand tourism, perhaps?
Quite possibly.
Quality of our documentaries.
Quite possibly. There's some very cool docos. I mean, we've also profiled all the, you know, well, not all, but a lot of the people that have been involved in making these programs, and there's some really rich information in there now.
So, yeah, I mean, you've actually gone out and created more material in order to put this up, haven't you?
In terms of the profiles, yes, we've written synopses, background details for it, or like a perspective, a big story about the different shows, and also biographies of the people, yep.
Mm. And so if people want to go along, they can also comment and join the discussion about given programs, is that right?
Yep, they can register and then they can comment. And if you register on the site, all you need is your name and your email address, basically, and then you can comment and you can also save favourites and see the places, things that you've viewed and so on.
And if you've got something specific that you'd like to see put up on the site, is there a chance to maybe, you know, have your voice heard?
Suggest a title link on the front page.
Brilliant. So the address is nzonscreen.com?
That's right.
Coming up after the break, we talk about free beer and we visit the Headless Chickens.